I contacted people and finally made contact with a deaf man from Ghana. He's Muslim, and he is who actually started the organization, Global Deaf Muslim. And I actually got in contact with him, I think, in 2006. And I've been working with him off and on since then. And now I have this huge network of deaf Muslims that I've become acquainted with, actually across the globe. They're in Australia and Dubai. And we all keep in touch electronically through Facebook and through email and video phones. It's a nonprofit organization, and their main goal is to give the deaf Muslims throughout the U.S. and across the globe eventually access to their religious teachings. We have a project going on right now where we're fundraising around the U.S. in order to translate the Holy Quran into American Sign Language. The Quran has been translated into many different languages, but never ASL. And so this is kind of a little bit of a historical event for us and pretty groundbreaking, and we're excited about that. Locally, we just opened an office in St. Paul. So Global Deaf Muslim has headquarters in Maryland, and the first branch office opened here in St. Paul in January.